Community Connection this morning brought to you by First Baptist Church and by Tallgrass Motors. I get the opportunity to talk city business this morning with Ward 4 City Councilman Alan Gentius. And normally I would say we talk city business the morning after a Bartlesville City Council meeting, but we skipped about a 24-hour period, Alan, because of the Independence Day holiday. Thanks for coming in anyway.
Thanks for having me.
And the first meeting of the fiscal year for the council, and some of what went on was fiscal year bookkeeping, but also some new business on the agenda for Monday night, as I recall.
Right. Yeah, we were brought up on the financials, as we usually are, and looked at all that information, and then we had a pretty long consent docket, which I'm sure some of your listeners know, but basically what it is, we do a list of the notification of what we're doing, and then make a vote on all those things together.
Items of business that in general are routine, non-controversial, no reason to discuss it publicly. It's either appointing someone to a city position or sometimes bid items or something like
right.
that. But in general, not a lot of discussion required. And if a councilman feels that they do need to pull it off and discuss it, then that's a separate motion.
Right, right. A lot of times just purchasing equipment or, I think there was some water chemicals, those kind of things. So just kind of routine.
Company XYZ was the low bid, and you are required in general to take the lowest best bid. And, about that, that's all really has to say about it.
That's it. That's right. And then we also talked about, of course, we discussed there was a dedication of the park up in Oak Park for Eddie Mason, the former city councilman.
Yeah.
And that was a nice event that they had last week. And there was also a discussion of and a public hearing that's required to be held for a CDBG grant. And that was one of the items that was on the agenda.
And Lisa or whoever presents the information on the grant typically outlines the scope of work on that, what they intend to do, and there's certain requirements that the federal government has to make sure that the city qualifies and uses the money appropriately.
That's right. And the project that was chosen is going to expand the parking facility between the Kitty Park and the new pavilion there at Johnstone.
Yeah, and obviously with the new pavilion and, of course, some new rides going in at Kitty Park, it's nice to see the increased use of the facilities there, and a good reason for the increased parking lot.
Right. And I've been by there several times on the pavilion. It seems like there's a lot of activity there, so that's good.
I think if you drive by on any Saturday morning that it's not raining with the farmer's market there, you can see a lot of people, and it's a kind of a stop that people make every week. There are a lot of market regulars.
Right, right.
Kitty Park also was nice with the donation of a couple of rides recently to the Kitty Park. They have a couple of good reasons to blow their horn. Just one more reason for people to stop by.
You betcha. Yeah. You bet. And that's it's kind of become a landmark even for folks from outside the city. I have kids from Tulsa come up to bring the grandkids to play at the Kitty Park. They like that.
So. How nice. One more reason to bring people from out of town.
You betcha.
One other item that I think was probably among the more visible items of business, a briefing, an update, whatever you want to call it, from the BDA.
Right. Every year we have to renew our agreement with them, and of course there's budgets that we have to look at, and they do a recap of things that have been they've accomplished over the year. Looked at the industrial park, Global Springs warehouse is completed and a lot of activity there. The new ONG building is completed and it's been occupied. So rather than those jobs being moved to maybe to another city to the south that we won't name, they've stayed here. And there's other projects that are coming in into line, and it looks like that they're making a lot of progress out there.
Yeah, I think we sometimes see the work in the industrial parks, because we do have a couple, as pretty routine in nature, and sometimes we tend to overlook the real benefit of having that city-owned property and sometimes city-owned buildings that we can lease to a business and say, here's a building ready for you to use, move in and produce whatever product or service you do.
Right. And they're working on the sunset and the development out that on the west side of town. There has been a short-term option given to one of the manufacturers here in town to see about possibly doing some development out there, which would be an expansion of ongoing ongoing manufacturing here in town. And there was also a discussion of the retail that's been, you know, the development that we've had with that, Silver Lake, how far along we are there. And as you can see, whenever you go by there, they look like buildings now.
They do.
And it looks like they'll probably hand those over in August. And hopefully this fall we'll have some new retail shops.
As I recall, and it's been a year and more since the original announcement was made, but I believe August or September was the projected turnover, open stores type of time frame, as I recall.
And it looks like they're on track for that. There's pretty impressive buildings out there.
Earlier on at the basic announcement, there were several properties to be named later. I don't know that the BDA has ever named those properties, but I'm sure they'll be coming up with them soon if they haven't.
Right. And the they're also talking about phase two with Academy going in, and I think they moved forward with the permitting process, and there was some discussion about that. Hopefully that'll get started before long. And then out on the, a lot of stuff, out on 75, out where the new Atwoods is, there's been some interest in that. And they're holding back some of the property so that if one of the retail companies that people are really interested comes in, we make sure that they can have that. But there is also some moving forward on that, and that's going to take some new infrastructure, so we'll have to figure out how to take care of that.
Okay. And that was all part of the BDA briefing and appropriate council action on those.
Right.
And the budget, I think it was a slight increase on the BDA budget, as I recall.
A slight increase. They did decrease a couple of areas because of some of the increase in, I think, the legal fees and some administrative costs, there was a slight increase, and it looked like it was in line with something that was proper and appropriate, so we went ahead and voted for it.
Okay, and those obviously are, at least a lot of it anyway, is the part of the sales tax dollars that are set aside for economic development.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly.
Starting a new fiscal year, and I know Mike Bailey should begin to talk about it, but you're here. So again, the council several months ago voted to implemented the budget recommendations from the city staff with a modest increase, just a percentage or so from last year.
Right, right. And looking at the graphs, but that it looks like that we're pretty much on target for most of the revenue side, although there has been, you know, we still have some experience from the downside from the internet sales and that issue, but the city looks like it's in pretty good shape here. Currently.
Okay. And again, yeah, some of the internet sales, I think there was were some questions asked early on when you have internet sales people, I'll say internet only companies such as Amazon, that are now, when you first put your items in your basket, it puts up a number, Oklahoma sales tax, but then when you check out, it deducts a certain percentage because Bartlesville does not have a use tax.
That's right. So even though you may be on Amazon, it looks like that you were charged sales tax, if you look at the very end, you'll see that you weren't, because as you said, we don't have a use tax in our town.
Okay. Well, that's we're just running through quite a few things, but again, much of Monday night's meeting was again, bookkeeping, I don't want to call it routine, but just annual briefings and things that, again, nice to see the update.
Yes.
But where are we? So it's quite a few, and again, I should have city staff in here, but you're here instead. A lot of construction projects. Summertime is just a lot of a period of time when it's best to be out laying asphalt and that sort of thing.
Right, and you've probably been through town, and there'll be some diversions that you have, especially downtown area. I know that the Johnstone project for the water has been going, so hopefully everybody will be patient, but it shows progress, even though it is sometimes you have to make a little bit of a detour, but there's a lot of those projects ongoing right now. Some road improvements both all over town. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, ODOT's working on the improvement over on 75. So we're seeing a lot of things happen here in Bartlesville.
Since you were on last, you have, I believe, scheduled a few town hall meetings, both in your ward and just around the community, trying to continue what you said you wanted to do when you ran for office, continue to have your finger as best you can on the pulse of the electorate. How's that process going for you?
Well, it's gone pretty well. Of course, we always like more people to show up.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of times that's when there's not a big a group, it usually means that nothing controversial is happening and people are happy, which is good. the last one we held was at Oak Park, and we had several of the staff members as well as the city manager came, and they answered questions. There were some specific projects that the folks were interested in, and I think that we moved forward on these smaller kinds of projects. I know that they're working on the road up there, I think it's on Scirocco. So those seem to be working well. You know, people, of course, will be holding some more of those. I think we're going to wait for the next one when it turns off a little cooler, because, you know, people are busy in the summertime, so we'll probably have some in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
And plan to do that throughout the rest of my term, to have more of those kind of city halls. And we all, our city, our town halls, and we'd like people to show up. You know, you guys help us get the word out. Of course, it's on the website at with the city's website, so hopefully we'll have more involvement.
Yeah, you tend to focus those on your ward. That makes sense. That it's the voters of the ward that elected you. On the other hand, sometimes it's nice to have a more central location, opportunity to accommodate more people if they choose to come.
Right, right. Well, and everybody's welcome to come, even if it's in a specific part of the ward. They're always welcome to come, and like I said, we usually have quite a few of the staff members from the city there. They can answer questions, they can listen to people's either complaints or interest, what they might have, and see if we can accomplish something for them. And kind of an update on the downtown area, we are, understand they're starting to put the bid packages together for the improvement at 2nd and Dewey.
Mm-hmm.
And you might have already noticed that some of the improvement as to the cleanup of the landscaping has already occurred.
Yeah.
So we've made some progress there.
And that was a comment that I believe the city manager made at a recent city council meeting. And at least you, from the few people that were there from the downtown business era representation, they felt like you were doing a good job.
Yeah, things are working for us.
Okay. We will continue our time with Alan Gentius on a 1400 K1 Wednesday morning in just a moment.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church's focus on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1, and spending a little time this morning with 4th Ward City Councilman Alan Gentius. And Alan, some of the storm water project, particularly in downtown area, or I guess there have quite a few places just after a heavy rain that water tends to congregate. Typically, it's the sewer is at a low point already, and there's just more water trying to make it in there than the sewer can accommodate. So we're working on that.
Right, and we've decided as a priority to move the project forward. the stormwater project starts at 6th Street and then goes through downtown down to the river.
Mm-hmm.
And so that project, we've kind of put it, advanced it a little bit in the scheduling. So that'll improve that problem, the flooding and those kind of problems we've had in some of the buildings downtown. That should alleviate any of that whenever we have those heavy rains.
over the past, I don't know, 15 or so years, particularly through some of the CDBG grants, the city has been able to apply those funds to storm sewer work and really, I think, improve things a lot over the course of, again, I don't know, 15, 20 years or
right.
so.
Right. Well, and a lot of times we don't think about those kind of infrastructure things, but it's like anything, if your guttering or your sewer's not working at home, you'll know what kind of problem that is. So we want to make sure we try to do the best we can to fix all those kind of problems.
There's a certain planning process, whether it starts at the sanitary sewer committee or maybe the street committee, just in general infrastructure for the city. Obviously, there's a certain maintenance effort that has to go through, and that's why we see those asphalt overlays or concrete replacement as well, but also you kind of have to always keep an eye on what needs to be done, what projects, how do you juggle the priorities, right?
That's right, because you can't do everything at once, and of course there's always the money issue and where the funding is coming, and with some of the funding it comes in over time, so mm-hmm. we have to wait until the funds are available and then choose which we believe are the priorities.
And really there are two basic funding mechanisms, and the council uses both as selling a round of bonds that the voters have already approved, and then also the quarters, or I guess it's a half cent sales tax for continuing improvements there.
Right. And I think we just finished some of the 2017, the sale of those bonds.
Yeah, and I guess sometimes you'll have two bond sales per year, but typically it's more often just one per year.
Right.
The council also is just always looking forward, and right now, as far as I know, is simply in a discussion, planning, needs assessment phase, but you're already looking at what can be added into some future bond issue.
Right, and as always with the bonds, you want to make sure that the infrastructure needs are addressed, and the staff has been good about showing us the kind of things that they believe that street, sewer, water, those kind of things, and then quality of life and economic development. That's where the other kind of information comes in. And as I've said before, I'm interested in seeing about possibly the green project and mm-hmm. the stormwater management project that we've approved to move forward as priority. That would be a good basis if we decide to go forward to the green. The infrastructure will be there.
The green project, I'll say, got a, I guess, sort of a test project with opening ceremonies for OK Mozart, kind of giving it an idea to see how something like that might work.
Right. And then they're having the food trucks down there every week and mm-hmm. see if that's a place people want to congregate, so that since the city, the kind of city heart is there in the downtown area.
So, but it does give, to a certain extent, you, city staff, the idea people, an opportunity to say, okay, it looks as though when OK Mozart had their event or the food trucks there on a regular weekly basis, that either you're saying people do, in fact, buy into the idea, or it's not as successful as you'd like it, either way you want to look at it.
That's right. And also I've been talking to some folks in Tulsa with their Guthrie Green mm-hmm. and what's been successful there and what hasn't worked as well as they'd like, and the kind of economic development and impact that's had. See if we can kind of not have to reinvent the wheel if we decide to go forward with that project.
And to give you an opportunity to say, basically, it works here, and you can say that there are other cities of similar size and makeup that type of idea has worked for them, so right. likely it would work for Bartlesville.
Right.
That's just an ongoing process, and I don't want to overemphasize, or I don't want to get too much in detail, because right now it is simply discussion and idea gathering.
Right, and listening to the citizens, because ultimately it's the bond has to be approved by the citizens, has to be something you feel like they can get behind, they feel like the city needs.
Mm-hmm. And that would be scheduled for some future process. I don't think you're talking any specific dates right now.
No, we don't have specific dates.
Yeah. Council sessions in general. I don't know what's on the agenda, maybe for later on this month. But again, with the two major meetings per month, gives you opportunity to really split up business and make sure that everything is, you know, ready to go.
Yeah, and I've been very impressed with how smoothly things have gone this term.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone works well together. Of course, the staff, if we need information, they provide that for us. And it's been a very good experience. Sometimes there's more folks there than sometimes there's not. And again, I think sometimes that's a function of whether there's, if it's a routine business or the more kind of routine business or something that might be, have a little bit broader appeal. But it's good to hear from the citizens and to see them. We always try to, before the meeting, go around and talk to everyone, and afterwards try to do that too. So that's kind of an important function of that.
Yeah, kind of gives you an opportunity to do the similar what you have been doing with your town hall, but more on a one-on-one process.
Right.
Well, Alan, thanks so much for coming in this morning. It's been a profitable discussion, and we'll see where the course of action takes us in a few weeks.
Thank you, Charlie.
Thank you very much. City Councilman Alan Gentius with us this morning on AM 1400, 93.3 FM with a community connection. And we've got news from the Oklahoma News Network coming up in just a bit.
Going to the dentist has never been easier than right now at Aspen Dental.